Welcome to Auroville Radio. Welcome to Anushka Meenakshi and Ishwar Shrikumar.
Thank you.
Hi.
Welcome from Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
I'm happy to have you here and to talk about your movie, Up, Down and Sideways. Mm-hmm. This musical portrait of a community of rice cultivators from Nagaland. So before speaking about the movie, I would love to hear something from you, starting from Anushka. Can you tell us something about you, who you are, why you're here in Auroville?
Mm-hmm. So I primarily make documentary films, but I'm also part of a theater group called Perch, which is based out of Madras. And we work like a collective and we make theater performances, different things together. Ishwar's part of the same collective. We moved here a couple of years ago to the Auroville area. We're not part of Auroville, but we live, we're neighbors. Because there are two theatre groups in this area that we're very close to. And we wanted to also be able to interact with them more, and because we felt that the kind of work that happens in this region was something that we're very interested in. A lot of people doing artistic, creative, but also working with their hands in a much more like involved manner. So that really attracted us to come here.
And Ishwar, I guess, similar story.
Yeah.
Would you like to add something?
Same theatre group. I work mostly as an actor, and I work sometimes as a lighting designer. Mm-hmm. And I moved to Chennai about 15, 18 years ago, and that's where I became part of this group and we started working together. And we've been in this area around Auroville for the last 2 years, so we moved here. And I just love the fact that this place has been calling out for a long time, because there's something about the way people work which I think has attracted both of us. This idea of having more of a focus on the process of working rather than the product of it. And that's been a fascinating one for us, because we like the way that people engage with their work. And then that becomes quite an inspiring space to be in. And the more and more people you interact with, it draws you in more. So
I fully resonate with what you're saying. This work mentality, which is quite particular and unique. So yeah, speaking about work, your work, Up, Down and Sideways. What's the role of each of you in this movie? How did you end up shooting in Nagaland? And can you tell us about the experience of shooting there? Which difficulties or which challenges you faced? Which experiences you went through?
As far as both of us working together, we both take a role in pretty much everything. So there are no clear-cut roles. But over time, and we've now worked together for more than 10 years, and over time, I think we know what each other's strengths are very clearly, and weaknesses. And so we tend to give way to each other in certain things that that we're sure that, you know, the other person has a clear strength in. But we also argue a lot about like many things, and I think that's essential to the work, to find a way that, definitely for me, that's very much part of the process, because in that discussion, you're not just making the work, you're also trying to understand the other person's point of view, and I think that's crucial to any kind of anything.
So with regard to how this film came about, in 2011, both of us decided to just take the next few months and travel around India. So we were searching for a house in Chennai and we couldn't find one. So we said, instead of just living somewhere, why don't we just travel? So we just wrote a mail to all our friends and family saying both of us would like to just travel around India, and with no particular agenda in mind. We just want to see the country. And because we also work in performance, we thought it'd be really nice to try and meet with other performers everywhere we go and spend a bit of time. And as we were traveling, we came upon this idea of work music, where we saw we were in Himachal at that time, in the Spiti Valley, and we had just gone to this one small cave with a lot of really old Buddhist paintings, and we had just seen that, and we were sitting outside, and at a distance we could see a group of farmers working. There were about 20 people working on the field, and every now and then, it was quite far off, so every now and then with the breeze, it sounded almost like there was some song coming towards us, but we weren't really sure. So then we went down to the field and went there, and sure enough, it was a group of about 25 people cultivating, and all of them were singing, and it was fascinating, but it was also very normal. It didn't surprise us or shock us, it just seemed so normal. But then we started talking a lot about it and how we used to see this as growing up, and more how this has gone off. But we also saw parallels with the work we do in theatre. There was a certain quality to the way everybody worked with their, what the music was doing to them as a group. They became like almost like a group of performers in the field, but they don't have an audience. They're performing for themselves. And this is also what I was talking about, of a certain focus that you have on your work itself, not so much on the product, but how you go about working. And a lot of the qualities that we try and aspire to while working on stage, we could see happening over here. And this was an everyday activity. It wasn't restricted to the stage as such. So more and more as we traveled, we started looking for instances in which people bring music and rhythm into their day-to-day lives. You can tell a bit about how we got to Nagaland.
Yeah, and so I mean, in that journey, we kind of landed up in Peck, this village where we filmed in Nagaland, quite by accident. I mean, somebody put us in touch with somebody, and then we landed up there, and that's how most of our travel happened. And we got there, and by that time, what we had started doing was making these very small edits of the footage that we'd shot in different places and screening it as we went along, like wherever, in a tea shop, in a bus, in somebody's house, in school, just because we wanted people to get a sense of what we were looking at rather than try and explain it. And also with all the different languages we were like traveling through, it's always easier to show material than speak about it. So we screened some of our material from Spiti and other places in the Peck Government High School. And the students, when they saw it, they said, well, if this is what you're interested in, you must go to our fields, because, and you have to go see our farmers. And and when they say our farmers, they're all farmers. So then it's not, so that the next day we went, we were taken down by two people into the fields. And luckily for us, it was the middle of the harvest season. And so the very first kind of music we saw was this incredible, powerful thing. We had been walking for maybe 3-4 hours down to get to the fields. We got lost. And suddenly we see this whole group of 20 people walking back with heavy rice sacks, like 80 kilos, carrying them and singing. And it was the music that drove them back. And we just followed them back. And this journey that had been, for us as people coming from the plain, so hard to make, like downhill itself, coming uphill, we really, more than anything else, felt the power of the music. Because although we were obviously not carrying anything so hard, normally it would be a very difficult journey for us to make. It's steep slopes. And just falling, even without singing, just falling into the rhythm of their singing and breathing along with that, which just happens automatically if you're there. It's something very powerful. And I think that's just what, that was the start of what
it was. How the music empowers their work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And makes it easier.
Yeah.
Through breath work, through rhythm, through...
Yeah.
Just wonderful. This is really interesting. Yeah. And so I guess more of the scenes are spontaneous. There's no real acting. It's just taken out of what was there already.
Yeah.
So you didn't have problems with like translations, interviews, this kind of... approach.
So we did do interviews, but we spent basically about 6 years making this film.
Mm.
And the interviews was the very last thing we did. So by the time we got to the interviews, people knew us pretty well in the village. It's a small village of 5,000 people. And So, I mean, although we don't know everybody by like name or something, but more or less people had gotten used to us. And by the time we also had a very strong associate director with us on the film, who is from the village itself, who had been like interacting with us right through the process and helping us find groups to film with, everything, like doing a lot of the help, facilitating. Yeah. So he essentially conducted the interviews. And the way we did it was that we decided not to give him a set of questions to ask, mm-hmm. but we had this kind of long conversation with him about the kinds of things that would be interesting. And then we just filmed it. So he did a 1.5 hour interview with each set of people by himself.
Conversation based.
And then we worked on the translations. And that really helped because we were not interrupting. They were talking to somebody from their own village. So the way the conversation flowed was very different from two people coming and asking specific questions. And I think that was, that was also very crucial.
So you said 6 years to make this film.
Yeah.
That means that if you start shooting in 2011, you ended up in 2017, completing it a couple of years ago. Wonderful. And now another question that is more for Anushka,
mm-hmm.
your role as a judge
mm-hmm.
in Oravin Film Festival, what do you have to do? How do you feel about it? Tell us about how it is to be the judge.
It's horrible because I don't want to make these choices. We were all talking about it and being a filmmaker, I also know it's great fun when you get like when you're part of some kind of film festival and somebody actually recognizes the work in some way or the other, it is also fun. But it's also something that I'm always conflicted with, because even when you're showing a film, I think it's really hard to compare films, actually, because they come from very different places. They come from different skill sets, they come from different ways of imagining the world, and to pull out one and say this one, I think it's a very hard thing to do. But at the same time, I just think that process also between the three of us who are making those decisions, it's also fun because then we're also again as three people trying to understand where we're coming from. And so in that sense, it's an interesting thing because we're discussing the films and we're saying what's important to me versus what's important to you. And again, trying to arrive at something through that. So in a way, just for me, the process is as much about getting to know the films as getting to know these two completely new people who in some sense you get to know very well, very quickly. And that's fun.
So like finding a mediation between each own's values and interests.
Yeah.
That's really nice. And it brings to, you could say, the theme of the film festival, this human unity we speak about and this way of sharing.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Is there anything you want to ask or share with our listeners or anything else you would like to share about your work?
Yeah, please come for our film.
Yes,
that's for sure. I love going for our screenings, and it's been a very special experience because working in theater, you're constantly in front of an audience, but in film, you're not always seeing the reactions of your own audience, and sometimes you're lucky enough to be there for the screening. Many times you're not, and also when you're watching the screening, you're now sitting in the audience and you're always watching the back of the audience heads, which is very different from in theater when you're seeing them straight up to their face. So for me, it's always fascinating to see how an audience responds. And this space is particularly special because the audience here is a community where a lot of the people know each other already. And then the way the audience reacts is a very different way from any other film festival where the audiences usually come from all over the place and may or may not know each other. But here there's at least it seems to me that there's a higher likelihood of people having interacted with each other, people having eaten together, worked together. So in a film which is about people coming together, it'll be interesting to see an audience which is already coming together in a certain way, how they react to it. So
Will you be there for the Q&A?
Absolutely. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That means on Saturday afternoon at 4:45 in Cinema Paradiso, stay till the end of the movie, share and make questions for
Absolutely.
The Q&A session. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.